Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. Good afternoon, I'm Robert Washburn, and I'm your guest host for today's show. I'm speaking with Coburg Police Staff Sergeant Scott Brambridge and Phil Mandrick, IT manager for the Coburg Police. We're going to discuss the latest use of artificial intelligence. You will learn how it's being used when you call the non-emergency phone number. Here is that conversation. I'm so pleased to have with me today Coburg Police Staff Sergeant Scott Brambridge and Phil Mandrick, IT manager for the Coburg Police. Welcome, gentlemen.
Glad to be here.
Hi, Bob.
Scott, what's the difference between an emergency call and a non-emergency call to 911?
So emergency call would be a call that would require the police for immediate help or assistance, something like an intimate partner call, or you see something that is extremely troubling to a member of the public. A non-emergency call could be simply, you know, you've woken up in the morning and you've found a bicycle on your property and you want it returned to the proper owner.
Now, normally, where should residents call if it's not an emergency?
Generally, they can call the non-emergency number. It still is active with the Coburg Police Service, 905-372-6821, and you'll be taken through an auto attendant. If you do hit zero during regular business hours for a non-emergency call, a special constable within our tiered policing model or one of our front desk civilian staff will answer that phone and direct you accordingly.
Are there other methods besides making a phone call if I have a non-emergency event?
Absolutely, Robert. There is on our website, there is our online reporting system where it lists certain types of events, where if you access the Coburg Police website, use Google to get there, go on and it will give you a list of events that can be triaged through that system. And if you're ever unsure, you can always enter those non-emergency details in there and someone will follow up with you.
Bill, what is the purpose of introducing the artificial intelligence or AI software called Community Assistance and Response Agent or CARA do?
Well, what it does, Robert, is it actually provides for some efficiency for the member of the public phoning in. It helps them to get around the traditional auto attendant where you have to select certain numbers from menus. AI is a little more intuitive. It's a little more personal for the person to use where they can explain what they're having an issue with and AI will be responding appropriately.
Scott, how will it work?
Yeah, so for instance, if we used like a damage to property type call where you've observed some damage in your yard, Robert, for example, someone's damaged your fence, they've scratched your vehicle, it's been some other type of vandalism or under the criminal code, we call that mischief. The caller would reach this CARA system through the non-emergency phone line in Owen Sound, the after-hours phone outside of the police station. The CARA system will ask certain questions about the location, stuff that normally a human would gather, when the damage was discovered, the type and extent of the damage. Is there an immediate risk? And the information is captured and then forwarded through this application to the communication center. And a human dispatcher then would review this information and determine next steps. It also functions to accept over 100 different languages that it can actively translate. And it also has the ability, Robert, to determine if someone is in immediate distress through tone, intonation, and stuff in their voice. And it can then triage that call through the 911 system for some emergent care.
Phil, why is there a need for AI in this case when a person could do the same thing?
Well, it's a little more efficient where it doesn't actually tie up one of our dispatchers for their more important emergency calls. Not that the non-emergency calls are not important, but they are ranked slightly lower than a 911 call where you need immediate care. So what it's doing is it's taking the information, doing some information gathering, and it's steering you to the right center for your non-emergency reporting.
Scott, one of the reasons given for introducing this technology is the rise in calls. Can you refresh us as to the number of calls or responses that the Coburg Dispatch receives and how many you handle in a year?
As for the number that dispatch would actually physically receive, I don't have that number offhand, Robert, but I can find that out. I do know that for the year 2025, we responded to over 18,000 incidents last year. And I would imagine that would be a correlation that that number would be significantly higher for queries about incidents within the town of Coburg with the Owen Sound Police Communication Center.
Bill, what if a call is extremely urgent and the AI takes the call?
Generally, you'd hang up and call 911. That's the best course of action because you are insured to get a dispatcher, a live human. So if there's any sort of emergency, the non-emergency line is definitely not the place to call.
So in terms of an emergency call to 911, a critical moment, you're still going to talk to a human being and not to the AI.
That's correct.
Now, Scott, I can imagine that some of these non-emergency calls could be a situation where I might be very frustrated or things could be escalating in a particular moment for any number of reasons. And let's say the person starts yelling or swearing. What's going to happen in cases like that?
Yep. So again, the AI has recognition factors built in that it can detect. Obviously, it can't see, but it can hear immediate dangers that you would voice out, that you're injured, that you're the subject of violence or threats, that there's weapons, firearms, knives involved, that there's an active fire, you're in some sort of medical distress, and further, that you're simply indicating an emergency. It will triage you to the 911 system immediately.
We hear all the time about the unreliability of artificial intelligence. Another term they use in artificial intelligence is the AI hallucinates. Is it right to trust AI in such a crucial role?
Well, I'm not sure that trust would be the proper word, Robert, but I think it's what we're looking for it to do is to increase our efficiencies. And maybe Phil could speak more to the actual technology as the manager of IT, you know, if it was an operations related error. But I think all of these things will be fact-checked, and I would relate it to an investigation, Robert, that if I was conducting an investigation at your house, for example, that anything that AI would do as an investigator, I would then have to independently verify as well. But I can leave that first part of the question to Phil.
Yep. And just to reiterate, we do not use AI in any sort of field investigation right now. This is simply a very small step into the AI spectrum, and it is quite a wide spectrum. And we really are just using this to steer non-emergencies to the right place or the right people at the right time. If there's anything critical, this is always, it will always be steered to a person, and it will always be handled by a human. So, and I do, yes, AI has been known to hallucinate, but that's a very specific case. And that case is not the case that we're using AI for call routing for.
Phil, I'd like to follow up. What is going to take place as the system is introduced? Is there going to be testing? Is there going to be reliability standards? What assurances can you give the public that this system is going to be monitored to ensure that it's working properly? Because obviously these are high stress situations and these are critical services.
Yes. So it's not that it's going into a testing phase right now. It's actually rolled out in a production phase. So the testing has already taken place. Owen Sound regularly reviews call outcomes, missed routes, and they do take public feedback. And they will be checking and seeing if what they're actually saying their system can do, it actually does.
Phil, I'd like to ask another question, and that is, who is Hyper AI?
Hyper AI is a third-party vendor that Owen Sound has employed to actually install and operationalize this non-emergency AI. They have the ideas and the programmers behind this to actually make this into a reality.
Scott, was this company or its founders ever involved with the Venture 13 Police Tech Accelerator?
Yes, my understanding is that they were a previous winner with the pitch to the chief. As to the details for any of that or specifics, I'd have to get those in and get that information back to you.
Scott, is there anything else residents should know about this program?
I think the most important thing is that anything that we're going to embark on under Phil's guidance is really we're going to use this technology for its intended purpose, ensuring what information is being collected by the use of the technology is only by authorized users, all while taking steps to mitigate risks using the proper governance. You know, the last thing that we truly want to see, Robert, is situations where bias is introduced, charter violations, all of those types of things are investigative conclusions. Like Phil said, we're not using it for investigations, but we want to ensure that any of those underserviced or underrepresented communities are not negatively impacted by any future use of this technology.
Scott, if people have questions or concerns, who should they reach out to?
They can probably reach out using this CARA system or our online reporting system. And by all means, as most people in our community know, if they call and leave me a voicemail, they'll get a return call, or I'm happy to share my email, which I'm sure our communications manager can get to you, Robert, as well.
Scott, will there be any assessment or reviews of the service that will involve Coburg or the community at large after this system's been used for over a period of time? Are you going to seek some public feedback about it to get some reaction?
100%. I think that would be a great idea. And everything that we do, it's listening to our community, I think, is super important. Really, we can deliver that feedback. We do have regular mechanisms of feedback. So if any resident has concern that they feel that a call wasn't handled in the appropriate manner or dispatched in the appropriate manner, we need to know about that so that we can share that information.
Phil, what was the official start date for this new system?
I believe it was the 11th. Sorry, 2 days ago. It was Wednesday the 11th.
Scott Brambage, Phil Mandrick, thank you both for talking to me today.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Robert.
Thank you for joining me today. It was a pleasure to guest host. I'm Robert Washburn, and enjoy the rest of your day.
I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me. And I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at ConsiderThisNorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.